On Friday, September 23rd, middle and high school students gathered at the Alaska Club East for a night of activities aimed at raising awareness about homelessness. Rachel Bilderback, an organizer for the event, explains.
This is the Solidarity Sleepout, and it is to raise awareness for youth homelessness and hunger in the Anchorage community. And tonight we have high school students coming to the Alaska Club East, and they're going to be locked in from 10 o'clock until 5:30 in the morning. They're going to be building a cardboard city and participating in a hunger dinner, showing how wealth is distributed throughout the world. They're going to be hearing from some former homeless speakers and get a perspective about what it might be like to be homeless. We're going to also have a lot of fun, play some games, basketball, swim, and do a lot of fun activities, and hopefully give kids a good time and let them know how they can help youth who are homeless and take action against homelessness in Anchorage.
Although adult organizers such as Bilderback helped make the sleepout possible, youth also had a large role to play in planning the event. The task of planning was given to Anchorage's Promise Youth Advisory Board. Members of the Youth Advisory Board spoke of the event and the need for community action.
We volunteered at different places like Project Homeless Connect at the Downtown Soup Kitchen to better prepare ourselves for what we're trying to get other people to realize, that homelessness is more than a big thing.
I think effort comes from everyone in the community, homeless and volunteers, because I think homeless people need to open their minds and like be willing to change and to better their lives, and then we need to help, like, as volunteers, we need to, like, support them in those changes and give them the opportunities to change.
Various teens talked about their own reasons for attending and what they hope the sleepout might achieve.
I think it'll help spread the word about team homelessness out on the streets. I myself have a friend who is homeless, and I'm sure he'd appreciate this.
I just hope that, I hope that people get a sense of what it's like to go hungry, but I don't think people are actually going to go hungry tonight. I think there's a lot of food planned, so people are just going to have to pretend what it's like, but there's so many people out there that don't get to pretend it's real.
Attendees and organizers of the sleepout placed a great deal of emphasis on the need for awareness, but few were able to offer solutions to homelessness or methods of preventing it. Some attributed the rise in homelessness to the recent economic decline in the United States.
I think that it's become more of a problem because of the lack of jobs and the lower income that families have been able to gather. I've noticed recently that wages have been cut increasingly just from how the economy has been. And sometimes things happen in people's lives to just cause unfortunate situations. I mean, it's really sad, and I think that we should help them to the best of our abilities.
Regardless of the bad economy or the lack of sufficient unemployment benefits in the United States, teens here in Anchorage are becoming increasingly involved in the issue of homelessness. Though teens have yet to create political and economic solutions, their awareness of the problem will help to lead them forward in the years to come. For Kids These Days, I'm Nithya Thiru.